After he left, I didn't move except to trace the bars of light on the bed with my finger. The sound of his boots banging down the stairs drifted away, and I took the pillows from underneath the bedspread and placed them around me like I was making an inner tube that might keep me afloat. I could understand her leaving him, but leaving me? This would sink me forever. The bee jar sat on the bedside table, empty now. Sometime since this morning, the bees had finally gotten around to flying off. I reached over and took the jar in my hands, and out came the tears I'd been holding on to. It seemed like for years. Your sorry mother ran off and left you. The day she died, she'd come back to get her things. That's all. God and Jesus, you make him take it back. The memory settled over me. The suitcase on the floor, the way they'd fought. My shoulders began to shake in a strange, uncontrollable way. I held the jar pressed between my breasts, hoping it would steady me, but I couldn't stop shaking, couldn't stop crying, and it frightened me, as though I'd been struck by a car I hadn't seen coming and was lying on the side of the road trying to understand what had happened. I sat on the edge of the bed, replaying his words over and over. Each time, there was a wrench in what felt like my heart. I don't know how long I sat there feeling broken to pieces. Finally, I walked to the window and gazed out at the peach trees stretching halfway to North Carolina. The way they held up their leafy arms in gestures of pure beseeching. The rest was sky and air and lonely space. I looked down at the bee jar still clutched in my hand and saw a teaspoon of teardrops floating in the bottom. I unfastened the window screen and poured it out. The wind lifted it on her skirt tails and shook it over the blistered grass. How could she have left me? I stood there several minutes looking out on the world, trying to understand. Little birds were singing so perfect. That's when it came to me. What if my mother leaving wasn't true? What if T-Ray had made it up to punish me? I felt almost dizzy with relief. That was it. That had to be it. I mean, my father was Thomas Edison when it came to inventing punishments. Once after I'd backtalked him, he'd told me my rabbit, Mademoiselle, had died, and I'd cried all night before I discovered her the next morning healthy as anything in her pen. He had to be making this up, too. Some things were not possible in this world. Children did not have two parents who refused to love them. One, maybe, but for pity's sake, not two. It had to be like he'd said before. She was cleaning out the closet the day of the accident. People cleaned out closets all the time. I took a breath to steady myself. You could say I'd never had a true religious moment, the kind where you know yourself spoken to by a voice that seems other than yourself. Spoken to so genuinely you see the words shining on trees and clouds. But I had such a moment right then, standing in my own ordinary room. I heard a voice say, "Lily Melissa Owens, your jar is open." In a matter of seconds, I knew exactly what I had to do. Leave. I had to get away from T-Ray, who was probably on his way back this minute to do Lord knows what to me. Not to mention I had to get Rosaline out of jail. The clock read 2:40. I needed a solid plan, but I didn't have the luxury of sitting down to think one up. I grabbed my pink canvas duffel bag, the one I'd planned to use for overnights the minute anyone asked me. I took the $38 I'd earned selling peaches and stuffed it into the bag with my 7 best pairs of panties, the ones that had the days of the week printed across the backside. I dumped in socks, 5 pairs of shorts, tops, a nightgown, shampoo, brush, toothpaste, toothbrush, rubber bands for my hair, all the time watching the window. What else? Catching sight of the map tacked on the wall, I snatched it down, not bothering to pry out the tacks. I reached under the mattress and pulled out my mother's picture, the gloves, and the wooden picture of Black Mary, and tucked them down in the bag, too. Tearing a sheet of paper from last year's English notebook, I wrote a note, short and to the point. Dear T-Ray, don't bother looking for me. Lily. P.S. People who tell lies like you should rot in hell.